To get tickets, South Asian Arts is actually helping present it, and it aims to balance the lives of adults and children and develop their individuality through the arts. So it will be running at 700 Hamilton Street, Vancouver. So Studio 700. I want to thank all our guests. I'm going to hand it off to Discord or Radio. Please, please listen to us next week and check out our Facebook, as the rest of that interview will be available. And they were very, very funny. So I'll be checking out that event tomorrow night, and I'll let you know next week if Bollywood Shenanigans is something you should follow throughout the rest of the year. And that's all for me today. I'd like to thank all of our guests, including Shelby and Joe from the Cultural Youth Program, Colleen Lanky from Tomei Arts, Munish Sharma and Lena Monroe of Bollywood Shenanigans, Caitlin McKee of BC Buds, plus Doxa Festival for the free tickets. You can email me, arts@citr.ca, for free tickets to that Doxa screening or Bollywood Shenanigans if you email me tonight. Discorder Radio is next. Please check out our Facebook tomorrow for the rest of those interviews. They're worth hearing. Have a great night. Thank you.
She Hates the Sun. That's Sarah Jickling of the O Wells. Welcome to Discorder Radio. It is Wednesday at 10 after 6. Better late than never. I've got two esteemed guests with me this evening. We have the always talented CJ, the DJ, in the house.
CJ.
What's that? DJ, CJ?
You said DJ and CJ.
I said CJ, the DJ. Is that not what I said? Ariel?
Yeah, no. I'm behind Wade. I'm sorry.
Thank you. We also have Ariel Fournier.
Yeah, that was great.
Thank you. Most people call you Ariel Fournier.
Yeah, that's sometimes too bad. But
is Ariel a French pronunciation of it, or is it Ariel?
What are we talking about my name? The etymology, CJ, is, I don't know, yeah, Ariel is how they say it in French, I would say, more or less. Actually, I can't really say my own name in French because the R's are kind of tough, so I'm just going to stick with what Wade said.
All right. Well, after we divulged in that little tangent there about names, we can talk about the name of this next band. I don't know if that was a good segue or not.
Oh, that was beautiful.
Thank you. Do what I can what I do. CJ, this next band we're going to play is called Tough Lovers, and they are under review this month in Discorder. Can you tell us a bit more about what that's all about?
Well, Robert Catherall did the review for this album, and apparently a lot of ethereal harmonies.
Oh, good word.
And powerful solos. Like, I guess really energetic, but disco synth rock, I don't know. I guess you're best to play it.
Okay. Do we know much about the band?
The interesting thing is all the bands that come out in Under Review, I've heard for the first time, so.
I guess that's why we're reviewing them, right?
Yeah, that's the beauty of Under Review.
Okay, just sorry to put you in the spot there, CJ.
No, that's cool.
But I will take your advice and we'll play the song right now. The track we're going to play is called Inside My Head off the Tough Lovers Good Morning EP here on Discord Radio, CITR 101.9. WITR 101.9. Great track there.
Oh, there he goes. Everyone else's mic was on but mine. CITR 101.9, Discord Radio. Great track there from Tough Lovers, Inside My Head. Almost sounded like a really familiar sounding voice. So it was a really kind of soothing song. I don't know if you guys agreed with that at all.
Yeah, kind of describe it as ethereal.
Yeah.
I think that's a pretty accurate review.
Nice one. CJ, you've been busy working some interviews as well this week. Who did you get a chance to chat with?
Well, the magazine does a column called On the Air, where we highlight a DJ at CITR. And this month, we had a chat with Ochre Chen, who's the host of Funk My Life, which is a really clever name to begin with. But his show is about soul and funk remixes and bootlegs and the like. So I had a chance to talk to him, and he's a great guy. He knows a lot about music history. He knows a lot about how genres develop and subgenres develop, and you know, like gospel, blues and jazz became Motown and disco and funky hip hop and soul and stuff like that. So I just had to ask him, what does soul mean to you? And this clip is the answer to that question.
So without further ado, here we go. CJ with Ochre Chen on CITR 101.9 Discord Radio.
What does soul mean to you?
That's probably the number one thing I struggle with, honestly. Because when you have recorded music, it's all show. It's all just manipulated. You know, you redo takes until you get it right. It's highly controlled. It's highly calculated. None of it's that spontaneous, honestly. So it's very hard to say it comes from the heart. It's like rehearsed. It's planned. But there are some tracks out there that really have a feeling that can induce a feeling of it sounds like it came from the heart. And this is true within house music. It's true within hip hop. So soul's almost this quality. It's a quality of vocality where it feels like it's coming from a part in the heart where they're squeezing as hard as they can and then getting a few drops of genuine, sometimes uncomfortable emotion. And that's what really does it for me with music. And when they can integrate that into something danceable, it really feels authentic. And it feels like it has meaning. Because music's really about meaning. It's about how we create emotions and how we associate those emotions with our daily lives and how it flows with who we are. So soul's one of those things. It's highly subjective, honestly. I'll just listen to it and be like, that track is soulful, even though it's not a soul track. But if I had to try to, absolutely. Like who am I thinking of? Aloe Black. As far as I'm concerned, he's a straight soul guy. But if you look up his Wikipedia page, he's considered a hip hop artist. Yeah. But he sings in a soul style. Yeah. Changes from Tupac. Hip hop, no soul singing, very soulful. Very like uncomfortable topics, comes from the heart. There's no layering, there's no armor. It's just him bearing his heart, talking in a way that's very honest. And I think that's what it really is. Is when you like bare your heart. For the sake of expression, I guess. And so, like, the obvious question is, how is that different than, say, rock and roll, where a lot of it is, you know, honest, like, honest-to-goodness things? I think it incorporates optimism. That's probably the biggest way I can tell that it's soul music, because it'll be about, like, Take Me Back, Baby, or it'll be about, you know, it'll still be a better day tomorrow.
Yeah, it always tries to look on the bright side.
Yeah, yeah.
Because that's always been a big part of black culture.
Yeah, absolutely. Look on the bright side. Absolutely. Yeah. I think that, you know what, that's probably my final answer. it's the optimism.
Yeah.
Oh,
Ray Charles classic, Hit the Road, Jack. And the reason we played that, well, CJ, maybe you want to elaborate a little more on that, going back to the Orchard Shane interview.
Sure. I just asked him what his memorable moments were from his show, and he said he played a show that was entirely drum and bass remixes of soul classics. And he said that this song is great in particular because it represents the precursor drum beats to drum and bass. And so, yeah, that's why.
And, you know, in retrospect, what I think we should have done now is actually had your mic up during Hit the Road, Jack, so you could have done your little drum and bass beats that we did before the show along with the tune.
Yes.
All right, something else we'll have to do next week. Nice one.
Always room for improvement.
What's this, Ariel?
Always room for improvement.
There
I'm
is.
Saying we're just constantly striving to be better.
Well, let's strive to make this next segment even better now that you're here.
Yeah, I'm just going to hit you guys with some knowledge.
Okay. Now, let's just quickly talk about Film Stripped. It's a segment of the magazine Discorder where we feature documentary films, new films, left of center, outside the box films.
Yeah.
And what do we have featured this month?
Yeah, so sometimes we do Textually Active, and then sometimes we do Film Stripped. We talked about Gasland because they had a screening out in White Rock. And I guess it's particularly pertinent. Gasland is actually from 2010. It probably a lot of people, CITR listeners, have heard of it. And it's just the reason why it's pertinent here is that, you know, they're still they're fracking in BC. They're fracking us. So the screening was also a discussion of what the issues are around it. And I hadn't seen the movie until now. So it's pretty, a lot of people, it has kind of, for me, what grabs me about the movie and what I always think about is it has that like really iconic scene where this guy lights his tap water on fire because their well site got contaminated through fracking. So I don't know.
And where is the well site actually?
Well, so he went on a road trip. So the guy, Josh Fox, who made this movie, he's in the movie a lot. And it's basically a road movie where he goes on a road trip to find out what it means to actually have your land fracked because he gets an offer from a gas company to lease his land. So before he makes the decision to lease out his land, he wants to know what has happened to other people who have well sites near their homes.
And just for those who are listening and they're not sure of the term fracking, it's a term I only became familiar with a few months ago because one of my classmates in journalism did a whole sort of in-depth feature on unfracking in Alberta. So can you just elaborate a little bit on that, on the greater theme?
So, I think a lot of people talk about it a lot without really knowing what it means. What they've done is it's a method for extracting gas, and they've used it for a long time, but it's become recently very, very popular as a method for extracting shale gas deposits. So they're in the rock bed in the ground, and I ain't no scientist, so I might not do the best explanation of this, but basically what they do is they drill into the ground. They create kind of what is a mini earthquake. I don't know if you see these articles where they're like, fracking causes earthquakes, because it's literally an earthquake. They like shake up the ground and they create these cracks and the gas escapes and they pump in this slurry of chemicals into the ground that then like forces up the gas basically. And then they collect it and then they have this gas that they can then use to produce energy, as they tend to with natural gas.
Wow.
Yeah. So it's quite a process, and because there are these cracks that they form in the ground to get the gas, sometimes it's difficult for them to control the cracks, and sometimes they crack so far that it ends up cracking a nearby well site.
And that's just cracked when that happens.
Yeah, and it's once you contaminate a well site...
The water they use to create the cracks is highly pressurized chemicals, and those chemicals can leak into the water tables that people drink out of.
Yes, exactly. So, yeah, thanks for clearing that up,
well,
CJ.
I just want to, first of all, commend you guys. We didn't even have a chat about this in the pre-show at all. And the fact that, just on a whim, you guys are able to be so eloquent in sharing your knowledge about the fracking.
The credit on my part goes to Stephen Colbert.
Stephen, yeah, he did, and he's Josh Fox has been on his show,
yes.
And yeah, it's a big issue, and it's funny. I think that's kind of why Gasland is still relevant. I mean, it's 2 years old. It's not like ancient history, but a lot of provinces and a lot of states in the U.S. just went ahead and did it without knowing what the potential harm could be, and now all these states and Quebec in Canada are trying to get moratoriums, and some places have imposed moratoriums because they're worried about having their water tables poisoned. So this is what it's about, is him seeing these places. And the movie itself was, I think, is it's really important. It wasn't, you can tell it's this guy's first movie and that he's like completely overwhelmed by the experience, but it is interesting seeing him really thoroughly research this topic and discover how important it is, and then bring it to a wider audience. A movie that I think is a bit that I would recommend if you're looking for another fracking doc, is Weibo's War, which is about an environmental activist in Canada who just recently died, Weibo Ludwig, and he's a lot more controversial, and I think that's why people don't necessarily champion that movie as much, because it's about this kind of despicable person who is really against, who has been poisoned, basically his family, like his farm animals have died, and has all these issues, and then kind of has this terrorist vigilante justice method of dealing with it.
So two movies on a similar theme. Would you say what, Weibo's War is kind of the poor man's version of Gasland?
I would say that it's the rich man's version, actually. And I was just gonna say, like, if you liked no, I think that it's a more artistically interesting film, but I think Gasland is really good because it does pretty step-by-step outline what the problems can be. And yeah, so I'd recommend it.
And what was the length of Gasland?
It's like standard. I think it was a bit longer. It was probably like 2 hours.
Oh,
so,
really?
Yeah.
And now, because this is a music show, Discord Radio, was there any music at all that we heard at all in the film that we could talk about?
Well, yeah. He's always trying to emphasize that he's just kind of like a down-home guy that lives by a creek, and so to illustrate that, he is often playing the banjo in the movie. So yeah, it is interesting. Do you have any way to illustrate that sonically?
Here we go. I just got a little banjo in the studio here. Yeah.
You're quite the player.
Thank you. So this is the kind of stuff that he'd have going in the film?
Yeah, so he actually, in front of one of the fracking sites, he busts out a banjo.
Oh, yeah.
Just like you. I can picture it now.
Nice.
That's... Yeah.
Wow, it's lucky CJ's got his banjo here as well, so we can both kind of...
Oh, wow, CJ.
I kind of know why he did it. I kind of know why he used the banjo, to appeal to Southern...
I found it a bit obnoxious, but
that's where the companies get, you know, most of their appeal from. All the companies get a lot of support from the South.
I think that was his way. Yeah, it was a symbolic way of just being like, I'm just as down home as the rest of you. But yeah. I didn't.
Sound angry.
I still found maybe perhaps I'm too northern. No, I'm a Texan. So.
Yeah. We've actually got some local yokels happening to be in the studio as well. They're just enjoying the little show we're giving them here with their banjo.
Yeah.
Yeah. Very nice. Well, this was very informative, guys. So the movie Gasland by Josh Fox, highly recommended. And how can
I just wanted to toss in the Weibo's War recommendation as well.
No worries. And how can we? What's the best way to go about seeing this film?
You can get it. I checked. You can get it. Yeah, you could get it on Netflix, and they're always good about docs. You could totally get it at your local video store. I checked, like Black Dog or whatever has it. So. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Well, good stuff. There's been a lot of great info on the show, and I actually feel this is one of the richest shows in terms of the breadth of the topics we discussed today. We had interviews. We did the under review section.
I can't believe you're still playing the banjo this whole time.
Yeah,
that's impressive. It's a good party trick.
It is quite. You know, I'm more than just the Discord radio host. I'm talented in many ways, but I feel that we've cut into Sam Squatch's time. It's not my fault. Arts report cut into our time. It just kind of everybody keeps bumping each other over here. But it's all good. Thanks so much. We're going to end the show with a bit of Tennis.
Yes.
A band that was here at the Biltmore about 10 days ago. I had the pleasure of seeing them. Sold out show. Great show. Husband wife combo from Denver, Colorado, Patrick and Elaine. So we're going to end it with their single off the album Young and Old, which is actually number 19 this month on the Discorder Top 50 Most Played here at CITR. So without further ado, thank you very much, by the way, Ariel and CJ.
No problem.
For the insight, the entertainment, and the education.
Thank you, edutainment. Wayne.
Right on. So without further ado, here's Tennis Origins, CITR 119, the Discord Radio Show. See you next time.
Stay tuned for Sam Squatch's Hideaway.
Yeah, well, I gave him credit before. Don't you worry.
Oh, you did?
I did. Yeah. Oh, also, I should mention one other thing as well. I just want to hold on. Do this one more time. Also, want to mention that CJ, the DJ, is actually going to be taking over this show for the next few weeks. I will be on assignment in Toronto. The Big Smoke.
I've always wanted to say on assignment. That's great.
Thanks. It's kind of true.
Yeah, it is.
A certain assignment, not necessarily a Discord Radio assignment, although there will be some Discord Radio-esque events to partake in. But anyway, CJ will be taking over the reins as host, so be kind and gentle to him.
Absolutely.
Discord fans. All right, without further ado, Tennis Origins 109 CITR. See you next time.